Hello, it's Miss Beatrix. Before I start this audio, I'm going to preface it with a disclaimer that what I am about to talk about in this audio does not have any basis in reality. It is all fantasy. I do not condone the filthy things that I'm about to say. They are all just for fun between two or more consenting adults in fantasy. So, I'm going to start doing something a little different. I'm just going to do it whenever it feels right, whether that be once a week, twice a week, I don't know. But I want to just start giving little slices of filth from my mind, because you know, if you haven't noticed already, I have a lot of filthy things in my head, and we all know that it's best we get those things out. And I figured, who else would be better to do that with than my VIP pervs? So expect these to just be me talking off the cuff, improv, from the mind, from my personal perversions. And the first thing I wanted to talk about is something that I can't stop thinking about. It is becoming an obsession in my mind. And what it is taking a little girl or a little boy's hand and their forearm and having them fist my cunt. I mean, just imagine that. That tiny hand, first of all, would be pretty easy to get up there because it's so little. And what a fantastic dildo. I mean, really, just a little child's arm just being shoved up my cunt over and over and over again until I squirt all down their arm. It's just something I can't stop thinking about. And truly, it just is so hot. And of course, there's a really fucked up part of my head that thinks, oh my gosh, that kid, that child would be mortified by the act, and that makes it that much hotter. You know, for them to feel a woman's cunt with half of their arm and me getting off on them, on their arm, how objectified that child would feel, just makes it even that much more hot. So there's another thing that I wanted to bring up that I'm also kind of obsessed with lately. And you'll start finding that these things that my pervy mind grabs onto, you'll start hearing them more and more in my audios. But this one deals with a man's cock going into a little girl's pussy, and I feel like there would be a pop, right? I feel like that would happen if you put a thick cock and a little tiny cunt. I just feel like there would be a pop. Maybe it would be, I don't know, like the width of the cock just getting in there and would kind of pop a little bit. Or maybe it would be that pelvic bone that might get in the way. I don't know, but I'm literally obsessed with it, and it's something that turns me on greatly. And if you listen to my personal audio that was posted publicly about why my content turns me on, And if you haven't, I'll give you a brief synopsis. It's that I didn't have a traumatic childhood experience. I mean, I lost my virginity in high school. I was raised by loving parents. My dad never touched me. My mom never touched me. And I was a daddy's girl. So as a grown woman, I like to fantasize about my loving dad touching me. And it's like some natural progression and something that the psychologist Freud would be so proud of me saying this, and that it just feels right. Like, it just feels right to fantasize about my dad when I was a little girl touching me and molesting me. And literally, I loved him so much that I would have done anything he asked. I would have let him. And I feel like eventually I would have loved it. And mainly because I loved him and I wanted his attention. I mean, I literally have gotten myself off to thinking about my late father in my bedroom when I was little girl, let's say seven years old, just in my room while I was asleep, just jerking off right above me, not waking me up, just jerking off and smelling my dirty panties while he's doing it. Oh, it's literally so hot. So let me bring it back. So bringing it back, the pop. Something that turns me on so much is when I talk about, in an audio or on a phone call, about your pedophile cock pushing into a little girl's child pussy and you pushing in eventually to make it pop and your cock just slides in there more. I'm thinking about my dad doing that to me. I'm thinking about my little child pussy popping and stretching for his cock, molding to his cock. Woo! It's hot. Another thing I wanted to add was I get asked the question a lot, do you masturbate when you do audios? And there's been a couple where they're like, I swear I could hear you masturbating. So a little fact about me, the moment that I start fingering myself or even like rubbing my clit, words stop happening. Like, I'll make sounds and I might make words, but I cannot make the sentences. So if I started doing that while I was making audios or doing phone calls, they would be terrible. They really would. But I'll tell you something that I do. I said do. I'll tell you something that I do. I like a good voice actress, I sit up straight in my chair and, I'm kind of bending over. And I'm usually rubbing my cunt on my computer chair. And another fact, and it'll make me laugh too, because I'll make these audios and I will literally do the actions. And I think that kind of helps me bring it to life and act, if you will. So like, I was doing an audio where I was giving birth and I literally had my legs open and like, I put them up on the table beside me. Like I was in that position giving birth. Or if I'm talking about jerking you off, I'm literally doing that with my hand. If I'm talking about a little girl grinding on a cock, I'm doing that. It's just this weird thing that I do. So I'm always grinding my computer chair. And I think that it's important to keep that arousal in the voice as well. Because I'm not lying. I'm definitely not lying when I say I am completely turned on all day when I do audios and phone sex, because all of these topics turn me on. I am literally aroused all day long. And there's sometimes when I do audios, I always write out my scripts just because I don't want to get stuck, you know, in the midst of saying something. So I'll write out the script and then I perform it. There's times that I have to take a break from writing or take a break from even performing and go give myself an orgasm because my mind cannot focus. So yeah, that's all. That was a fun fact I wanted to add because I do get that question a lot. Like, are you touching yourself? So yeah, another thing I'm becoming obsessed with here lately is the word child cock. It kind of drives me wild. It's, you could say, as a trigger word. And not because I like child cocks, but because it's so taboo, a child cock, you know. I recently had a phone call where this man wanted to pretend that he wanted to role play that he was, you know, an 8-year-old boy. And I was this woman that was going to become his mommy, like force him to become my son. And I realized in that phone call that I love saying the words child cock. Just, wow. I don't have much to say on that. And just, I love those words. So I don't know what I'm going to call this, ramblings. I don't know, but I hope you enjoy them. And, yeah, until next time.